News time now, 7:49. Let's get you caught up to date on your ride into work on this Thursday morning. Triple team traffic starting with Andy Farnsworth.
And if you're taking northbound 15, expect your drive from Point of the Mountain to Salt Lake City to take you upwards of a half an hour, probably just a little bit more. Stop and go in the initial portion for a few miles, approaching 106 south, but then it remains heavy and slow most of the rest of the way into downtown. I-215's West Belt, believe it or not really seeing much in the way of slowing through the construction going up through Taylorsville towards the airport, but Bangor Highway having its usual troubles at the construction. Spot at 5400 South Taylorsville and 35th Southwest Valley. Eric Butler.
Andy, if people are heading eastbound on I-80, you've got a good drive up to Parley Summit, but then the fog sets in as you head down towards Kimball Junction exit to Park City and the U.S. 40 exit to Heber City. Down Utah County, we still have some slowing going on northbound I-15. That's from Lehigh's Main Street up past 2100 North, and then once you get to SR-92, things are back to normal speeds. Heather?
We're still pretty slow up through leaving Weber County heading into Davis. This starts around 5600 South and Roy, goes all the way to past the Kaysville Ponds. Then you pick up the delays again in Bountiful, and that will extend into downtown Salt Lake. Legacy Parkway is a good option for you, but US 89 starting to get really backed up now heading southbound between Layton and the 200 North Kaysville exit. Audiences are calling it wonderful, exceptional, amazing. Spirit of the Game, the incredible true story of the basketball and LDS missionary superstars, the Mormon Yankees. See Spirit of the Game in theaters Friday. Don't miss it. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.